Hello and welcome to The World Today. I'm Eleanor Hall. On the program today, an analyst who was in Iraq at the time of the August bombings tells us why last night's attack, which killed more than 100 people, is not a sign that the country is slipping into civil war.
This time, it was almost like a terrorist attack in a normal city where people are talking about it and like digesting it and blaming people and having this whole process that you do in regular stable countries when there's a terrorist attack. So Iraq is back on the right track, at least compared to where it was.
And scientists explain why crabs need 8,000 eyes to live on a mudflat and why this could help us in building robots. That's ahead, but first today, a senior figure within the Australian Tamil community says there could be Tamil tigers among the asylum seekers trying to make their way to Australian shores. Liberal backbencher Wilson Tuckey says those comments back his controversial claims last week about terrorists being aboard the boatloads of asylum seekers. But independent Senator Nick Xenophon is calling for an end to what he describes as dog whistle politics. In Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Last week, outspoken Liberal backbencher Wilson Tuckey suggested there were high odds that terrorists might be among the asylum seekers trying to enter Australia by boat. Today, the Secretary of the Australasian Federation of Tamil Associations, Victor Raja Kulendran, told News Radio he wouldn't be surprised if former Tamil tigers were trying to escape Sri Lanka.
That's a probability. That's what I have told, you know. So out of 200 Tamil asylum seekers, there could be a tiger. Ex-Tiger Kara, because they are also fleeing the country like any other Tamils because their life is also in danger. And I would say their life is in more danger than a common Tamil civilian. If the common Tamil civilians are leaving the country because of fear of their life, these people also will definitely flee the country, so they could be in the boat. They should be classified as liberation fighters and not terrorists.
Wilson Tuckey says those admissions underline the point he's been trying to make.
Well, I think it authenticates it. It's quite interesting, of course.
Mr. Tuckey says he's received phone calls supporting his views and he's warned the Prime Minister to stop bullying him. Last week, Kevin Rudd challenged the opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull to disendorse Mr. Tuckey as a Liberal Party candidate at the next federal election as punishment for the comments he made about asylum seekers.
For Mr. Rudd to come out and try and bully me, you know, I'm no flight attendant. And the reality of it is that that seems to be his only defence for failed public policy. It's all right, it works with his factional leaders, I suppose, and as I said, flight attendants.
And Mr. Tuckey's now changed his attack on the government over the increasing number of asylum seekers arriving in Australia. He wonders if there are enough personnel on Christmas Island now to conduct health and security checks on the detained asylum seekers.
The question is, how thoroughly are those sort of things being done? I think they're questions to be answered. And more particularly, you know, those with an otherwise legitimate claim. What is their health status? And what threat, unfortunately, might they represent to children and others within Australia? I mean, these are the things that must be established. I wonder, considering this massive influx, how many qualified people he's got over there to do the job in the interest of Australia.
The Greens spokeswoman on immigration is Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. She says the past week's debate on this issue has been unedifying.
The Senate's back today. We've heard the ugliness from the House of Representatives the last week, the ugly language used, the insinuations that people are terrorists, name-calling of scum and illegals. I think the Senate is better than this. Today I'm putting forward a motion to call on all of my Senate colleagues to agree that we can participate in this debate properly, respectfully and with a level of maturity that is needed for us to have this rational debate. I'm calling on the Senate to be mature. Let's have this debate, but let's do it properly and respectfully.
The Australian customs vessel, the Oceanic Viking, which is carrying 78 asylum seekers, is expected to dock today. It's planned that the passengers will go to a detention facility in Tanjung Pinang. But detainees at the facility now claim they've been the subject of abuse and beatings. Independent Senator Nick Xenophon.
Those allegations of mistreatment need to be investigated thoroughly. Australia has an obligation to do so since they are funding the centre in large part. And I think let's hope that this week puts an end to the dog whistle politics and we actually go in a much more sensible direction in terms of getting some solutions here.
That's the Independent Senator Nick Xenophon ending that report by Sabra Lane in Canberra.